HD 54 covers Wasatch County and the municipal city boundaries of Park City. Republican Mike Kohler defeated Democrat Megan Miller in the November election. He replaces two-term House member Tim Quinn. Kohler said he is at the Capitol most days and undergoing COVID-19 tests twice a week. He serves on the House Social Services Appropriations Subcommittee, and he finds it easier to be there in person rather than a remote Zoom meeting.
We meet every morning. It's the largest budget of the committee assignments, and it's huge. It reaches almost everybody in the state when it comes to social services, help with mental health, etc. So
HB 114, sponsored by Andrew Stoddard, would restrict emergency executive powers. Former Governor Gary Herbert came under fire for closing businesses and churches during the COVID-19 pandemic emergency. Kohler hasn't read the bill yet, but said he ran on a commitment to maintaining local control.
It's going to be a long conversation up here till I find a balance on that. I'll reserve that till I read the bill and actually see some of the activities. But in general, I think said when I got in here that I do a lot of this based on defense, meaning I want to make sure that we maintain freedom, that we have local control, that we don't impose, unless it's really imperative, that we don't impose the state's will on local jurisdictions. And
HB 60 passed 54-19 in the House on Tuesday. It drops the permit requirement for carrying a concealed firearm. Kohler said he supports the bill and thinks there will be more amendments before it passes into law.
I've supported similar, ideas in the past and had a lot of calls in, many, many more for than against it, in my opinion, without getting too much detail. And you can obviously get into the weeds both directions. Training is important, and I think there was an amendment put in to have more suicide training and involvement with prevention. I think you'll probably see most of the people that I think this would affect are simply law-abiders. They're not going out to do anything of harm. The ones that aren't going to abide by the law are concealed carrying already. So
HB 197-S01 restricts how easily people could switch party affiliation. Utah Republican rules establish a closed primary, allowing only registered Republicans to vote in a primary election.
Yeah, and I think in this last section, because the Democrats didn't have really any votes for the primary, you saw a lot of switching to have an effect, and frankly, it had been the only way you had it involved with in the governor's race. So I can't say I blame him, but I reserve judgment until I read the bill and see what it actually is trying to do.
The Bears Ears and Grand Staircase Escalante National Monuments were reduced by the previous administration, thereby allowing extraction and other development. The Biden administration is taking steps to restore both monuments to their original size. Utah Senators Mike Lee and Mitt Romney have introduced legislation to limit presidential powers to expand national monuments. Kohler said he opposes expanding the monuments.
But I don't know the area well. I'm going by what I hear from representatives from that area. What I would support and what the state has done, both from the governor and from legislative leaders, is ask for a dialogue with federal people before they do it. I don't expect that's going to happen. I hope that we can get into a conversation to make it reasonable and to get local people involved.
Additionally, Kohler sits on the House Natural Resources, Agriculture and Environment Committee and the House Political Subdivisions Committee. Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.